once met a newly married couple in Rome. They were visiting from Vancouver, and they were very much in love. It's very sweet. So we had lunch together, and I asked them, well, how did you two meet? And the husband told me this story. They told me about their dating period, but then he told me about this period of hesitation when he wondered if he should get married. And what solved it is he goes to confession, and the priest just asked him, are you going to marry her or what? And the man, he told me, the husband, he said, I thought to myself, yeah, what am I waiting for? This is an amazing woman. If I don't marry her, some other guy will. So a lot of us, we struggle to make decisions, and we put off things that are difficult, and we put off taking care of our health. We put off difficult conversations. We hesitate to make a decision towards Jesus, try something spiritual. We hem and haw about, well, where are we supposed to live? Well, what's our job going to be? What career should we take? Decisions can make or break our day. So today, so far, has been influenced in large part by the decisions we made in response to God. So, anyone here having a good day? Boy. So, but if you are, God bless you, because that day has been influenced by, do you make good decisions? Now, so it looks like most of you are having a bad day. Sorry about that. So you ask yourself, you have to start reflecting, what decisions have I failed to make? The good ones. And this upcoming week, think about your decisions. Your life this week will be determined in large part by the decisions you make in response to God's grace. Are you going to do His will or not? I told you once before about a friend of mine. He challenged me, stop procrastinating, get your work done. Oh, great guy, thank you. I told you another time, I had a bad back, and I knew for about 2 years I had to get a new bed. Kept on waiting. I didn't make a decision. Then this one young lady, she says, when are you going to do it? Wow, that motivated me to do it. So people who encourage us to make decisions, they are our friends. If you have anyone in your life who encourages you to make a decision, that's a friend. And of course, Jesus is our best friend. Jesus says today, I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Jesus came to bring fire to the earth. Okay, so fire in the Bible has lots of meanings. We're just going to focus on one, and that's the image of the Holy Spirit. 50 days after Jesus was resurrected, on the day of what we call Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descends upon the 120 disciples in the form of flames of fire. So what does fire do? Three things. It gives warmth, it gives light, and it burns. And Jesus said, I want the fire to start. So he wants to destroy sin in our lives. He wants to purify us. He wants to give us the Holy Spirit. He wants to awaken faith in us. Now, what does that mean for us? It means you have to make a decision. Because God wants to do all these great things in our life, but He's not going to force us. Because God is very respectful of human freedom. So He's going to wait for us, but eventually, He wants a decision. Why? Because Pope Benedict says, love seeks to be definitive. Love seeks clarity. Love seeks permanence. So, I'll ask you this question, since you're all having a bad day. Anyone here in love? Very few. I'm in love. I'm in love with God. Now here's the thing. Think back to when you were in love, I guess a long time ago. When you were in love, did you want to spend more time with the person or less time? More. Did you want that love to last forever? Yeah. Love seeks to be definitive. So in one way, we can say the fundamental message of Christianity is this. The message of Christianity is this. God has made a decision towards us to love us eternally, to love each of us individually, and then to bring us back home into His family. That's the message. But then He waits for a response, a decision in return. Listen to the intensity of love in Jesus' words today. He says, how I wish it were already kindled, how I wish the fire were already kindled. St. Ambrose says, commenting on this, he says that love has wings of fire that burn in a saint's heart. So when you're in love, you've got the wings of fire, they expand and can't wait forever. So let's go to dating. Dating is awesome. When two people get to know each other, very exciting, and they're trying to find out, is God calling us to marriage? You date for a while, maybe a long time, but eventually, Can't wait forever. Can't date forever, right? You have to make a decision. Let's say you have a project. Let's say you have a project you're really passionate about. You really believe in it. Or you're on a sports team and you guys want to win. Or let's say you have a mission and you invite someone to join. When you're really passionate about it, kind of a love, and you invite someone to join, eventually, look, they keep on delaying. You say, look, are you in? Are you out? Are you going to join our team or not? Because we can't take a maybe. We need a yes or a no. Jesus then says, do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided, three against two and two against three. Every decision means division. Every decision means division. If you say yes to one thing, you have to say no to something else. If we prioritize our family, we have to say no to things outside of our family. If you say yes to excellence, you have to say no to mediocrity. If you say yes to health, I want health. You have to say no to indulgence. If we say yes to Jesus, you have to say no to those lies of our culture and the distractions of our culture. And in the early church, when people chose to follow Jesus, I'm going to follow him, I'm going to imitate him, I want him to be the center of my life, that's a disciple. Well, that meant sometimes their family would reject him. That's why he's talking about the family division. The choice leads to a division. When it comes to making a decision, I want to give you four principles that you can use to guide you. Principle number one, Jesus never moves us to make a decision faster than we can handle. He wants to encourage us to make a decision, but not faster than we can handle. There are lots of times in the gospel where Jesus invites people to follow him, and they give up everything. Wow. But he prepared them for that. But there are other times when people aren't yet ready. You remember there's a character in the Bible called Nicodemus? Nicodemus, the first time we hear about him, he goes to Jesus at night. Why? Because he's afraid. Because he hasn't yet made a decision. So Jesus leads him, doesn't force him, and eventually Nicodemus makes a decision, becomes a disciple, and after Jesus' death, it's Nicodemus in St. John's Gospel who brings the spices. The number one, Jesus doesn't move us to make a decision faster than we can handle. Number two, there's a famous Christian pastor named Andy Stanley. He once goes to a church staff meeting with two pieces of paper, a blue and a green. He puts a blue paper on the ground, and then across the room, he puts the green. He asks one of the staff members, stand on the blue, and I want you to go to the green without touching the rest of the carpet. And obviously, she can't. So he asks his whole team, why can't she go from there to there? They all respond, it's too big of a step. So principle number two is, take the next obvious, simple step. Right? A lot of us are paralyzed. We're afraid, I don't want to make a mistake. I don't know what's going to happen. Stop. Just take the next simple, obvious step. In the Bible, there's St. Andrew, and there's a scene where he's with another unnamed disciple. And St. John the Baptist says, look, there's Jesus, and they start following him. So let me just read you that passage. It says, the next day, John again was standing with the two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, look, here is the Lamb of God. The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, what are you looking for? They said to him, Rabbi, which translated means teacher, where are you staying? He said to them, what did he say? He said, take up your cross immediately. Nope. I didn't say that. Leave everything now. Nope. Come and see. Come and see. They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. Very gentle. Jesus is very gentle. And so take the next simple, obvious step. So for most of us, that would mean if we're thinking about something that's really important to us, talk to a mature spiritual friend. We talked about last week about people who would desire our final end, that we achieve our final end. And the final end is that we praise God, that we serve him, that we achieve our salvation. Talk to someone who wants that for you. Ask them questions. Get advice.